From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 29th, 2020. This episode's information is intended especially for Virginia elementary students learning about where water is and how it's used. That excerpt of Driving Rain by the Nelson County, Virginia band Chamomile and Whiskey opens an episode about something rain affects, that is, animals getting water. Many animals, of course, get water simply by drinking from rivers, lakes, puddles, and other water sources. But animals have several other ways to get water. In this episode, I'll play five kinds of animal mystery sounds, each for a few seconds. After each sound, I'll identify the animals and tell you something about how they get water. That was the sound of a whale spouting water as it surfaced. Whales and other sea mammals get most of their water from their food, including the water produced when food is digested, which is known as metabolic water. All animals get some of their water through that process. That was a rattlesnake rattle. Snakes drink water, including water that collects on their skin. And rattlesnakes in desert areas have special skin structures that allow them to capture rainwater. That was a catbird with a series of calls mimicking other birds. Birds get water from food, including metabolic water, and from drinking in various ways, including pelicans opening their beaks to capture rainwater, and small birds drinking from dewdrops. Some birds are able to use salt water as a water source. Those were the calls of three kinds of frog or toad. Frogs, toads, and other amphibians can absorb water through their skin. Those were the evening sounds of two kinds of insects, crickets and katydids. Like many insects, those two kinds get water from plants they eat. Insects can also get water by drinking from various sources, from bodily fluids of prey, and, for some insects, by taking water from the air. Other animals, especially animals that live in dry environments, have other fascinating adaptations for getting and conserving water. Getting water is one example of how the natural world offers plenty of surprises for inquiring explorers. Thanks to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for the whale and rattlesnake sounds. Thanks also to Chamomile and Whiskey for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 20 more seconds of Driving Rain. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.